joining us right now on the guest line. You might have known who this man is. Once upon a time, he was the head coach at the University of Houston. Once upon a time, he was the head coach at Texas A&M. And now, for the second time, he is the head coach of the Houston Gamblers. He is Coach Kevin Sumlin. Coach, Happy New Year. Thanks for taking some time with us today. How you doing?
Good, man. Happy New Year, you guys.
So, thanks, Coach.
Coach, it's your second go-round with the Gamblers, although, you know, this time now is part of what is now known as the UFL. What brought you back full circle to come back as the head coach of the Gamblers? Are you still doing the dual role, or are you just the head coach this time? How did this all come together?
I'd say it's a lot of a process right now. But I'll tell you this, that the new ownership is completely different than where we began at the USFL. And Mike Rapoli and the ownership group are, I love their vision. I like where this is headed, the ability to play in your city and play in different and the local teams. I think becomes important to me. So from that standpoint, to get back to play our games in Houston, and I've got a lot of friends there, obviously, but and living around there for a long time, and to be at Shell, I think it's a great opportunity.
Coach Chris Partee here. Staying on that path there, what does it mean to you personally to have the opportunity to come back to Houston, you know, for you and your family, to come back to Houston and work in this city again?
It's a big deal. I mean, like I said, it's a lot different than the organization that we had a few years ago. Yeah. To play locally was a big deal to me. I've got a lot of friends there and great food there anyway. But I spent a lot of time in that area. I think because of the way that the whole thing is set up, you're going to have an opportunity to have local talent, whether it's guys that went to college around that area or guys that went to high school there. And so I think it's an opportunity for the fans to, hey, yeah, I know these guys, right? And a lot of great players in that region. That we're going to help and develop them and, hey, give them one more shot, see if they can get to Sunday.
Coach, have you met The Rock, and did he give you the people's eyebrow?
No eyebrow. You know, I've met him a couple times before, but he was pretty calm, and you know, he's part of the ownership, and I think, you know, people have a vision, and there's some football people involved. There's all kinds of the group. That, you know, for local, I mean, for fans, it's going to be a great environment, but also the ability for exposure for these players, you know, to be on national TV when we play on the weekends. I think it's a great deal.
Coach, when you coached at UH, and that was two conferences ago, they were still Conference USA back then. You've coached in the SEC. You coached in the USFL. Now here you are in the new league, the UFL, the merger of the USFL and the XFL. Mm-hmm. How much is the same? How much is different in your job as a head coach from college to spring football?
There's a lot of things that are different. You know, number one, these guys have been through college. Some of them are in between. They're on NFL rosters. We'll try to sign the best talent that we can coming up. If you look at these teams last year, the guys who are signing contracts in the NFL, some guys are signing contracts and on rosters and playing. It's an opportunity for them. And, you know, you learn from everything else. But these guys are a little bit older. they want to play, and you know, it's probably a little bit easier at practice because they're older. They want to play, they want to get developed, and they want to get better. And so, because of that, it's you know, football's done a lot for me, and I just think our staff and the people that we have will have the opportunity to keep developing people and give these guys another chance to play football and see where they go.
But Coach, how does that change your approach in terms of coaching, you know, the student athlete as opposed to now these are adult, you know, fully grown men for the most part, and they're professionals now. Like, how does that change you and your staff's approach to coaching them, you know, coaching these guys up?
Well, a lot of things have changed. Well, you know, the portal opened today. So, you know, for college football, you know, you watch a bunch of great games the last couple of days, last couple of weeks in the college football playoffs. But, you know, from that standpoint, but these guys, they're wanting to get better. You got guys from all different levels. They're older, obviously. You know, some of the issues that you can have, you know, in college, you really don't have here. And because guys want to come to work, they want to be better and they want to win.
Coach, not having to deal with NIL or a collective, pro or con?
But to be honest, that's why I'm doing it.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I talked to a bunch of people today. You know, the portal's open. They're at work. And they're all, you know, they're just watching.
Yeah,
you know, they're computer screens and they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, and now, you know, once a guy gets in the portal, you can contact them. It's free agency.
Yep.
I mean, really. So, you know, it's coaches and players, and so, you know, from that standpoint, it's really just about football, and you know, and from that standpoint, what I have to do is do my due diligence with these guys, get the best roster we can have for the city of Houston to be proud of.
Coach, I got one more question for you here. So I want to go on the field a little bit. What can fans expect to see on the field in terms of style of play without giving away too much, obviously?
Well, you know, style of play – obviously, we're not going to be a 2 yards in a cloud of dust, you know. So, I've never been that guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to change at this point. But, obviously, to give some guys a chance and to play a little different style of football, we got to have some bigger sets. We got to be able to run it. I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to sling it around a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, coming up here pretty soon, the first thing we got to do is get a quarterback. And after that, you know, we got to be able to stop some people. So I think in the course of the next couple of weeks, what you're going to find is, you know, we're going to, you know, the league's going to let everybody know, our fans know, you know, what the process is for players, the process is for the drafts. And then next, you know, the release of the schedule, which is a big deal. So, you know, there's a lot going on in a compact time. And you know, that information will be pushed out. But from a style of play standpoint, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know, where I've been, what I've done, it's going to be hard to change that.
I got you.
He's Kevin Sumlin, the new head coach, once again, of the Houston Gamblers. They'll be playing this year at Shell Energy Stadium, the home of the Houston Dynamo and the Houston Dash. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at the UFL website or at Ticketmaster. And the season starts Sunday, March 1st. So get your tickets now. You get the best seats in the house. Coach, wish you the best this year. Hope we get to talk to you a lot more often as the season goes on. Wish you the best luck as you craft together your team. Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year.
No, I appreciate you guys, and you guys know me. I mean, you can call me. We'll talk more, right, as the season goes on. But, you know, I can't wait to get back involved in this thing and start practice and then, you know, get in chill and and play locally. And so for me and for us, for family and everybody else, it's a great situation. And with the players that we're going to get, we're going to put a great product on the field.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.
Head coach Kevin Sumlin, he's the coach of the Houston Gamblers, the UFL team. So formerly the Roughnecks, they have rebranded as the Gamblers. They are playing right here. They will be playing at Shell Energy Stadium, home of the Dynamo and the Dash this year, 10-week season, there and then go. Hopefully some postseason. Kind of a new start.
Some exciting things here. Going on.
Good Lots of exciting them. Things going on, including right now Uh-oh. At Twin Peaks on Northwest Freeway on 290, where our guys Sean Bajani and Clint Sterner are
going to
be
there.
Taking the reins till 6 o'clock. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, guys?
Fellas, what's going on, man? Hey, look, I tried to get Colin to open up the damn phone line and let me talk to Sumlin, man. Sumlin's my guy, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
That done... dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking producer.
Hey, I'm over here going, Colin, you hear me, Colin? Open up that line, man. Let me talk to someone, man. Hey, but look, here's
no
the deal,
respect.
Man.
No
hey,
respect.
Guys, look. All joking aside, I mean, you want to talk about? I played in the developmental leagues, NFL Europe. I played in both those. Almost played in one that never got off the ground, AAFL, which was kind of like what I believe they're doing with the UFL now, is kind of some regional players that have a name.
Yeah,
you know, being a part of it. But when you do something like this, right? It's so beautiful to see. People operate with common sense, right? I mean, all the way from the Roughnecks were great. The Roughnecks were great. Well, if you're going to change the Roughnecks, there ain't but one direction to go, and it's the Gamblers, right? I mean, it makes sense, right? And then when you look at the coach, it's a guy that's got local ties at U of H and A&M, a guy that knows the region, a guy that knows a bunch of former players, all the coaches who have some good connections in there. And not only that, but he's got a background in the air raid where it's going to be an exciting brand of football to watch. I don't know, man. You just look at it, like all of this just makes sense. If you're trying to sell a product and you're trying to make it the best you can make it, obviously from the name to the head coach to the style of offense that you're running is so critical. It is not an afterthought. It is not a yeah, but it is not a, well, if you win games, they'll come. No, you need to plan on the front end to be exciting, and I think they've done that. Here in Houston, I would imagine, guys, right? They will be able to piggyback off of some of the Roughneck success that they had here, you know, recently.
Where are the Gamblers playing?
They're going to play at Shell, home of the Dynamo and the Dash.
I was going to say, if he wanted to play at TDECU so bad, he shouldn't have left U of H in the first place. did you guys happen to ask him if he regrets that at all?
This was a friendly interview.
We did not do that.
It's an honest question.
It is.
Coach, are honest.
I know a lot's changed since then, man. Hey, but do you regret leaving U of H? I mean, I know you probably made – I know in the last – and I don't know, what's it been, 15 years? I know in the last 15 years you probably made, 20 times in the millions what you could have here. But, hey, man, hey, but do you regret it?
My heart says yes, but my wallet says no.
Exactly.
I bet somebody's got a few regrets. Leaving U of H ain't one of them.
My question would have basically been like, sup, dog.
See, that's probably a good thing I didn't get Clint up, because then Sean would probably bombard it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bajani gonna interview bomb on Clint there.
Hey, somebody can go. He can go with the flow, baby. That's he didn't want to get off the phone. He said, hey,
yeah, he didn't know.
You guys know me. You guys know me. I'll come on anytime, man. There's no doubt that is
gonna
be a lot of fun, man. I like Coach Sumlin. I wish him the best, man. I know, look, when you coach at a place like A&M and you don't win all the time, and it ain't always peachy creamy here. It's every now and then there's some rough spots, and so I know everybody isn't the biggest fan, but I love him. I think he's a great dude. I think he's a great coach. And it's a good thing to have, good idea to have him back here.
Yeah, that was a rough spot. You saying he can go with the flow. I used to tell him he could go somewhere else, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, Bajani's in a mood today.
That's where there's a lava flow.
Bajani is in a mood today.
By the way, it's peachy keen. It's peachy keen, right? Not peachy and cream. I don't know.
I think it is peachy keen.
Well, you're in the land of scenic views. I understand.
Yeah, ain't that the damn truth? Hello. Yeah, man. That's
going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to you guys coming in. Patrick, you do a hell of a job, man. I enjoy the listen. Good flow. Even from a guy that, I hate to call myself a professional, but a guy that's been in the business for a few years, And I listen not just for content, obviously some of the other stuff. Man, you do a hell of a job in getting in and out and setting stuff up. And man, it was a good listen, man. Good listen coming in.
Calm down,
man. I appreciate you, Colin. Please cut that and send it to Parker, please. You got it. And this is Crosstalk, brought to you by D&M Leasing. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station.